G. Calgary.
This is Alanis Morissette.
Hi, this is Robert Smith of The Cure.
Hi, this is Anthony Kiedis of the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
107.3, The Edge.
Is
drinking man and I don't want to swim.
Station. I'm here to answer the existential question. Why do we exist? We feel there's something missing. A hole, but not a marketing hole, more of an emotional hole. A hole that something used to fill, and we want to be part of that. Jumping off our very high horse, we're going to play lots of great music, Pearl Jam, Tears for Fears, Green Day, REM, and we're going to have some fun. Our name?
107.3 The Edge.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
Our mission? To be a radio station Calgary can be proud of. Thanks for stopping by.
You.
Seems to get is this. First,
can you play some music already?
107.3 The Edge.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
So long ago, I don't remember when. play another Canadian artist.
Not because we have to. Because we want to. Also, we have to.
107.3 The Edge.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
I stumble through the wreckage, rusted from the rain. There's nothing left to salvage, no one left to blame. Among the broken mirrors, I don't look the same. I'm rusted from the rain. I'm rusted from the rain.
Stop music.
What are you on?
This is 107.3 The Edge, Calgary's iconic alternative.
Close my eyes and make it go away. How long
1073 The Edge.
From the Retro Bin.
1981.
The Edge.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
I never felt so quiet.
I'm saying
wow.
Several times.
1073 The Edge.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
It's hard to explain to someone today how quickly alt-rock took over in the early 1990s. Nirvana was this unknown punk rock band, and their record label had very modest hopes for them. If they sold 150,000 records, well, that would be considered a victory. So, in September 1991, exactly 46,251 copies of Nevermind were sent to record stores. A risky amount. But within a few weeks, the album was selling 300,000 copies a week. And by January 1992, it was the number one album in the world. Grunge exploded, and the alternative nation took over. Things haven't been the same since, have they? Welcome to 107.3 The Edge. Calgary's iconic alternative.
Can you repeat that? My tinnitus is driving me crazy today.
Sound familiar? If you are ready to tackle tinnitus, the Calgary Ear Center is a one-stop shop specializing in tinnitus, hearing aids, and sound sensitivity. With over 30 years of audiological experience helping people with tinnitus, specialist Suzanne McLaren and her team will find the root causes and the best solution for your tinnitus. Visit calgaryearcenter.ca to find out more and book your one-hour meet and greet. Tackle tinnitus today with Calgary Ear Center. 403-685-0810.
Ready for a bird feeder change? Fairplay Wild Bird Center has you covered. Check out our selection of beautiful wood feeders created by local craftsmen. And did you know that feeding high-energy foods to migratory birds will help prepare them for their long journeys? It's true. From suet cakes and seed balls to sunflower seeds and suitable seed mixes, we can show you all the right foods for the season. Visit Fairplay Wild Bird Center, 2604 Kensington Road Northwest, or at fairplaywildbird.com.
Alberta has so much to offer. Beautiful mountains, stunning lakes, sprawling prairies, and so much more. But do you know how our beautiful province got its name? I'll give you a hint. It was named after royalty. It's Steve from Green Fox Windows and Doors, Department of Trivia, with another installment of Did You Know? This time we're exploring how Alberta got its name. Any guesses yet? Okay, I won't make you wait any longer. Alberta was named after Princess Louise Caroline Alberta, the fourth daughter of Queen Victoria and Prince Albert in 1882, when Alberta was still just a district of the Northwest Territories. When Alberta became an official province in 1905, the name stuck. That's how our province got its name.
Quality craftsmanship, Canadian made. Green Fox Windows.
Do you want to talk with your kids about drugs but don't have a clue how to start? Drug-Free Kids is here to help. Do you have a ton of questions about teens and drugs and you're worried about it all? Get answers, tips, and support at drugfreekidscanada.org.
Here's some info on some music shows you may or may not want to see.
Deerfoot in a Casino has Hoobastank October 12th, and Bowling for Soup are at the Palace Theater October 15th. Our Lady Peace plays the Saddle Dome February 19th. I'm Sarah Crosby, but I wish my name was Liberty Hannah Faith. Zoe Samantha, Jessica Stormy, Kirsten, Tori Crosby.
Oh, hey, we're about to play a bunch of music. You guys want some of this?
107.3 The Edge.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
Symphony that's live.
true. I can't do simple math. I blame the calculator.
107.3 The Edge. Calgary's iconic alternative.
What do you get when you combine water slides and Reese's Pieces?
Iconic alternative.
Yes, fun.
107.3 The Edge.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
All my life I've been searching for something. Something never comes, never leads to nothing. Nothing satisfies, but I'm getting close. To the prize at the end of the rope. All night long, a dream of the day. When it comes around and it's taken away, leaves me with the feeling that I feel the most. Feel it come to life when I see your ghost. Just what I need. Another reason to searching for something. Something never comes, never leads to nothing. Nothing satisfies, but I'm getting close. Closer to the prize at the end of the rope. All night long, I dream of the day. When it comes around, it is taken away. Leaves me with the feeling that I feel the most. Feel it come to life when I see your ghost. Then I'm done, done. On to the next one, done. Done, and on to the next one, done. Done, and on to the next one, done. Done, and on to the next one, done.
I really love that dude, man.
to 107.3 Iconic Alternative. We promise this. We'll play a unique mix of fun songs, along with some regular surprises. And most importantly, we'll never put pineapple on your pizza. Because it's just wrong.
This is 107.3 The Edge, Calgary's Iconic Alternative.
It's not saying.